just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Steve, what are the odds that we'd have a podcast on Halloween?
Right? We're sitting here in the dark, hiding from all of the children that are out trick-or-treating right now.
That's what's really scary.
Just kidding. This goes out in the morning. You know. Children. You know that they're not trick-or-treating right now. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. But happy Halloween to everybody. Hope you're having a safe holiday. Keep your insulin shots nearby so that you don't overdose on candy.
Mm, now we're talking.
They're right. My favorite time of the year is the post-Halloween candy sale. That's the great thing about being an adult, is you can just buy candy.
Buy all your own candy. That's what I think about all the people that go to the we talked about this before, but all the people that go to the Disney Halloween parties.
Uh-huh.
If you spend that same $100 plus $130 on candy, do you know how much candy you'll end up with?
Enough to make you real sick.
Way too much. Yeah. Way too much. But I guess that could be said for any day at a park.
But your kids would love it.
Yeah, it's true. Completely true.
But we decided that a Halloween show needs to be obviously scary.
Put everybody in the mood.
So I'm gonna start with a question for everybody, but specifically for you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you're dead.
I think that very frequently. And my age is always a question. Or worse, when people look at you and go, are you dead?
Are you okay? That's You're looking awful. A little ghoulish today.
A little green around the eyes.
You've got me off track now. So if you've passed away and you get to be a ghost,
mm-hmm.
Where do you think you might like to haunt?
Are we thinking Disneyland specifically or Disney related?
Well, just in general terms first, and then we'll move to Disney.
Oh, you know, it would be fun to haunt the happiest place on earth. Just like the irony of it would be hilarious to me. So yeah, for that reason alone.
You're in it for the jokes.
Sure.
That's what you're telling.
And obviously you're not going for the Haunted Mansion because that's where everybody would expect you.
Mm.
No, I'm going to be in like Cinderella's castle or something, or like Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, which one would be better? I would say Cinderella's castle would be the best place to haunt.
You never really know. Honestly, yeah. No one's ever in the spaces too much. Well,
there's the restaurant upstairs.
They have a restaurant, but
people walk through the spaces. There's all the performers.
I don't like the restaurants in life. I am not hanging out in a restaurant after I die.
That is very true for you.
Yeah.
Not true for me.
Yeah. So no. Just think how sad you'll be to watch everyone eating and you don't get to, though.
Oh, man. Ooh, what a grumpy ghost I would be. You want to talk about, I'd be doing all kinds of things to people's food.
Knocking and things off tables.
Dropping
you don't get
soul.
No food.
Final decision.
Yeah. No, I honestly think, other than Disney, obviously, haunting like a movie theater or like a legit live theater would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Movie theaters would be awesome because you get to see something new all the time. There's always new movies coming out, right? Sit and enjoy that. And real theaters are almost all haunted, and everyone in the theater seems to respect ghosts.
That is a great point.
You know? And so, you know, you get to be a little bit of a fancy ghost. You get to be the Phantom of the Opera type ghost that hangs out in mm-hmm. the theater.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, that is better than me, the all-you-can-eat buffet. I can see.
You're haunting a Golden Corral, that's what you're telling me?
The Disney's Golden Corral.
No, but haunting a Disney park, obviously, would be my first choice.
Yeah.
Because I love going there, and so it would be fun to get to hang out. I don't know what the rules are for ghosting a Disney park, but getting to see all the new stuff they do, floating around during, you know, watching the rides.
I could see that. Yeah, even if I wasn't such a Disney fan, I would definitely think that that would be the best place to... You would never really be lonely because people are there all the time. There's maintenance crews at night and cleaning crews, you know? So as long as you're not planning on sleeping.
Yeah, and I don't... Well, it's an eternal slumber at that point. But I think about, like, you wouldn't want to do, like, an actual, like, coaster park because I don't know how much ghosts can actually ride a roller coaster.
Right, and you'd be competing with all the other screaming.
Right. So. You'll never know what screams are yours and which ones are because of the coaster. Yeah. So with Disney parks, you can kind of feel the ambiance of moving through their, like, their dark rides and things without it just being just pure adrenaline all the time for people.
Okay.
So, Disney park ghosts.
I'm in support of this.
It sounds original, except for everybody already says that there are a bunch of ghosts already in Disney.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
We all know that's true. Infamously so.
Infamously so. Well, you know, there are a lot of stories that float around, and I think in true Disney form, they get a little blown out of proportion or embellished a bit. You know, it's like, it's not just that the light in Walt's apartment at Disneyland stays on.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's, you can't turn it off. You try to turn it off and it turns back on by itself. You know,
of course.
It's like, oh, come on now. That's not true. You know, but we Disney people love a good story.
Mm-hmm.
We love a good mystery. We love all this kind of stuff. And so all these ghosts that are around in Disney are very popular.
True. And much like you and I, if given the chance of coming back and haunting people after death, I can imagine a good majority of people would choose the Disney parks.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you? They're very popular, right? Yeah,
of course. Even if 1 out of 1,000 ghosts end up there, you know?
Would you put that on the billboards? 1 of 1,000 out of 1,000 ghosts choose Disney?
Choose Disney as our... For Halloween time, you know that's an advertisement. Shoot. I like that.
And so there have been a couple, quote-unquote, sightings of spirits in Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember watching this video a little while ago? I made you watch it, I'm sure.
Okay.
About them catching ghosts on film, walking around Disney. The parks and such.
Okay.
So the obvious first one is the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what about it makes people assume that it is legitimately haunted, but they do. And there's all the stories, of course, about people leaving ashes of loved ones in the Haunted Mansion and such, which grows into the lore of ghosts in the Haunted Mansion, real mm-hmm. ghosts in the Haunted Mansion, right?
Yeah.
Big deal. Yeah. Totally, you know.
And it's set in Louisiana Square, which also seems to be the haunted place.
You right. know? Well, yeah. They do say New Orleans.
New Orleans Square, Lou.
Is...
Oh, yes.
New Orleans Square is... I mean, New Orleans is supposedly the most haunted city in America. So you go.
Yeah.
And so they have, like, a video of, like, somebody... A nobody, as that is, because it's a ghost.
Walking. Ooh, officially a nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, that's rude.
Take that, ghost.
Yeah.
You ain't nobody.
Uh-huh.
They have a video of some sort of entity walking down the pathway away from the Haunted Mansion and around the rivers of America, even.
Hmm.
You can find all these all online. Decide for yourself if you believe they're true or not. But it is, you know, undeniably, it looks like a person walking.
Yeah.
And they go through the closed gates and that kind of stuff. Fun. And, you know, in our modern day and age, anything can be faked. You know, anyone with enough money can buy a computer that can make things look however they want.
Sure. And there's all kinds of people that are going to school for special effects and computer generated imaging and stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
And I could see that somebody that was just learning how to do it would definitely use that as an opportunity to learn their and hone their craft a little bit more. Mm,
for sure.
And so I would totally do it if I was in school for that right
now.
That
makes sense.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally would do it.
So it's a cool thought.
And we know that everybody on the ship of the Titanic were not real. Like, okay, what? Hold on, sorry.
Wow, that was some false information.
When they
when
they made the movie of the Titanic, yeah, all of the people walking around on deck when they were showing away, all that was the first generated computer generated stuff,
right? Sure.
And we know that those people were not actually people. It's all CGI,
right?
So I could see that these type of videos could easily be faked,
right? For sure.
Oh, I'm glad you caught me on that, boy.
Fake Titanic people, right? We are gonna get lettuce.
Happy Halloween to y'all.
So they have this ghost apparently walking out of the haunted mansion. We've also seen videos of a maintenance man riding Tower of Terror.
Oh.
And someone showing up on the ride behind him, sitting in a seat, which I know you would not be haunting the Tower of Terror.
Oh no.
You don't, I mean, you couldn't die. So that was the plus right. side.
You know what really gets me about that video is how calmly he's sitting there with what in my mind is like a clipboard.
Oh yeah.
He's just sitting there taking notes, as you can see his hair flying up and down. Like,
that's the most unbelievable thing in the video. Not the ghost sitting in
the back seat. Notice a ghost in the back seat. Because front row totally had me like tripping out. Like, what's happening right now? Seems so not likely.
Oh,
it's a crazy video.
Yeah. Again, another one you can see online. And then apparently one or both of the Pirates rides in America have a ghost that, if they don't say goodnight to him before the night is over, he messes with things the next day, apparently. Again, a lot of these things, they're not specific about which park they're in. Sometimes I've seen things where they say it's in both parks, or, you know, the park that it's in switches back and forth.
Interesting.
Which, again, just kind of adds to the obvious that it's all made up.
When there's not continuity of the story.
There's no continuity, and I know a couple people that have worked for Disney, and I've never specifically asked them about ghosts or anything like that, but you would think that would be common knowledge amongst cast members,
right?
You know, if they're like, oh, working on Pirates, watch out for the ghost, you know, like, I feel like it would be a little bit more common knowledge than just like online rumors and things, you know.
Yeah, unless they have to sign a disclaimer saying that you are not allowed to tell anybody about the ghosts that you see in the parks.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a confidentiality clause.
Could you imagine? And they have a no contest for ghosts. Like, you can't.
These are not to be discussed.
Right.
Well, and I've worked in places where even just the simple of places, you know, like a FedEx overnight seems awfully haunted. And
Oh,
boy, by the end of that day, I was positive that place was haunted. And that was a FedEx.
Yeah, and ain't no one haunting a FedEx.
Right. It was trippy, though, because, like, I was working in the middle of the night, and there were electronic doors, and they just would, it just opened. And then 5 minutes later, they just opened again. And I was like,
The ghost is trying to ship, and you're not paying attention. Right. You're losing customers.
and the chime would go off and different things as well. And you'd go over there thinking maybe it was a cat that was just running by, but then who would set off the chime to, you know? And after a night of no sleep doing this, it was the worst.
Yeah.
Totally was convinced that we had ghosts.
Yeah.
It was bad.
But you didn't have, like, an actual experience other than that.
Other than that door opening and stuff?
Yeah.
No, that was the only one, yeah. But that's all it takes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, so a tired mind and strange circumstances are enough to make anybody see weird things.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in places that I'm pretty sure were haunted. You know, full disclosure, I believe in ghosts to a degree.
Right.
I have trouble with the modern era ghosts where they're like crazy poltergeists pulling people around the house and, you know, I've never had any kind of interaction with that kind of stuff. But sure, ghost, sure. In a sense, why not?
Well, and I do think that if there are such things as ghosts that are of that level, if you give them power, they'll take the power.
Sure.
And so it could definitely happen that if you believe in it enough, that, I don't know, maybe that can actually happen to people.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
I choose to stay away from it personally.
And that's why I don't believe in it.
I don't need it.
You don't need me giving you power to come and haunt me. There are people living in my
house without you here.
Right.
Move on. I hear Florida's nice this time of year. Head south. Yes. Follow the birds.
Exactly right. Yeah, we don't need you up in here.
No. But part of the interesting thing about ghosts in Disney is that accidents obviously happen at Disney.
Right.
It's unavoidable. Uh-huh. When you have this much going on around this many people, there are going to be accidents, right, for sure. But relatively few people, considering, have been injured, and even fewer died from issues at a Disney park. It doesn't happen very often.
Not very often, but there's been 5 or 6, I think, right?
Well, Disney is very particular, too, about not having people actually die on property, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's awful.
And in a good way. I'm not being critical. They try to get them not just off property, but they try to get them to help, I believe, as quickly as possible. Right?
Right.
So it's not like, quick, get them off the land before they die so we can, you know.
Don't have,
like,
to claim it.
Right. I don't think that that's their main goal. Obviously, I think it's a human reaction to be like, let's get this person help as fast, right, as possible. So,
because I was thinking of the lady that died on the, or the, because of Space Mountain, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about this story?
I know some bare bones information. Did you study? Oh, okay. All I know is that she had a condition. I believe it was a heart condition.
Okay.
And she got on, I think it was an unknown heart condition, too.
Oh, no.
She got on Space Mountain, and they warn you, if you have a heart condition, it's probably not wise to ride roller coasters in general.
I fake it every time.
Oh, jeez.
No high blood pressure. Don't care.
I'm not getting you on any more roller coasters until you
get... Not even worried. Really.
So she gets on the coaster, and obviously it has an adverse effect on someone with a heart condition.
Yeah.
Did she actually pass away in park?
No, I think that it was shortly thereafter.
Okay.
I think they did get her in the ambulance and got her to the hospital, and that's when she ended up passing,
and
unfortunately.
And I think that is a lot of what happens as far as people having bad experiences like that,
right,
in the parks, is that there are things that happen that are definitely Disney's fault, and then there are things that happen that are definitely just full-on accidents,
yeah,
and then there are things that are an individual's fault. Well, you know, if you're doing something you're not supposed to and you get injured or whatever, that's definitely your fault.
Right.
If it's a mechanical malfunction, that's Disney's fault, you know, or if there's just like a freak accident where something gets struck by lightning or something, there's nothing you can do about that kind of stuff. You know what
I
mean?
Well, like the train jumping the track on Thunder Mountain, you know, that you talked about, like that was a pretty freak accident. That would be something that they would be in charge of.
It's definitely their fault in that case.
That would be a reason for me to come back and haunt the park.
Oh, for sure. Like, oh, for sure. And we're going to talk about Thunder Mountain in another podcast, but it would be very apropos for you to haunt
Thunder Mountain after that. Mm, I would.
We'll tell you about that in another podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, you think for a lot of scary stories and a lot of scary movies, the reason that places are haunted is because something happened to somebody there, right? And so it's like, if you don't actually die on property, is that enough for you to still come back and haunt that specific space? Or, you know, whatever the logistics of ghosting are, I'm not 100% sure. But I feel like it's pressing to say that, like, Disney is usually very good about not having people left to die on property. You know, they're trying to get them help as quickly as possible.
Well, they don't even want you getting measles there anymore, right? Like,
well, who does? Is raising their hands to volunteer to pass out measles?
No, but I heard that just the other day again, that it was like that somebody attended the park and a Starbucks down the road. So if you were at Disneyland during this time period of a very specific day, you probably should go be tested for chicken pox or something, whatever it was, something like that. And I was like, poor Disney, like only they would get in trouble because one person showed up with chicken pox or whatever it was.
True.
And the Starbucks down the road.
They do need to protect themselves more, I think, than the average business, because they're so big that people are like, ooh, I can sue you, you know? I think the takeaway from that too is also you're probably exposed to measles more often than you expect anyway these days.
Yeah.
So it's not like just being in the park that day is enough to give you the measles.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I have been immunized against the measles, so I'm okay for that, I believe. But yeah, it's really interesting the implications that come with having something happen in the parks and the weird ways that the story spreads and lore is born out of that kind of stuff. And I don't make light of anybody's passing as far as any of the stories are concerned, because death is never something to make fun of. But I look at it from a horror movie, a purely fictional point of view, and go, well, no one's really died on property, so who's going to be haunting it? And then I have to look at myself and go, yeah, I would totally haunt it.
By the way, though, this is the way that you get your kids to have their shots without crying, is you just go, you need these shots before you go to Disney.
Ooh, good point. Right? Yeah. I thought you were going to threaten them with ghosts. Parenting tip 101.
These are your anti-ghost vaccination shots.
That's how you get them on the rides when they get there.
Right.
My mom had to lie to me about the Haunted Mansion for a long time and call it the Happy Mansion to get me on it. But if you tell them you've been immunized against ghosts, hey.
Then, oh, that's even
you're
better.
Immune to ghosts, so it's nothing to be afraid of, right?
Ooh.
See, this is... we are such good non-parent parents.
This is what you...
I'm sure there are a lot of
this
parents...
This is what you turn in...
scoffing at this information right now.
Let us know if you think this is a good idea.
Yeah, give us a heads up if your kids are down for ghost immunizations.
Right.
But happy Halloween, everybody. Have a safe holiday. Don't eat too much candy. And it's like I always say, dead men tell no tales. Hurry back. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-fingered point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.